to go back to the States.
So is that your plan? What is your plan then? You said you got your own plan. Is it?
Yeah, so...
If it's coming back to the States, why? Because like I said, it's so much easier for you to do what you're doing, where you're at. You've got the clout. You got the knowledge. You've got the experience doing different things. Why is it that you want to come back to the States to do it?
Because that's what we're talking about. Just changing, you know, the culture, changing the environment. So, I mean, you know, of course, like with the experience, you know, in the States or overseas, you know, it always brings you different perspectives. You see things over like broader spectrum. And then with data, you know, of course, in the States, because you guys have more teams and data, you know, will play as an important role for us. Baseball, like I said, six teams, you play each other all the time. So eventually, they don't directly. Even you know, yeah, because they know, like, this, okay, pitcher, he has certain, like, you know, stuff. You know, when they pitch, like, curveball or fastball, they will do certain things. So they don't even do scouting anymore, and for basketball team as well. And then, so with that, like, data cannot grow, you know, here. Like, but in the States, there are so many, you know, variations, so many combos, and then data will always play in, you know, especially with the draft, right? Like, you gotta, like, evaluate these players. And yeah, even, like, with the business side, you gotta see if this guy can bring in money
so for the organization. Smart.
So, yeah, so that's why, you know, I've been trying to go back. But the plan is I'm doing a boot camp, hopefully. I apply for a boot camp here for coding, and then, you know, hopefully I get these skills in my bag. And then when I go back to the States, they could say, hey, this guy, you know, he got the skills. You can, you know, be on the court right away with this. And that would be awesome, you know.
That would be awesome, especially when you come back to the States and you get on Relas of Sports Talk live with us.
Dude, I'm telling you, we got to get him back on here.
Jackie! Yo, this has been an ultimate pleasure for us, dude. It is after 2 o'clock a.m. here. And me and Jared are sitting here like, I could talk to him for another 2 more hours, dude. This is amazing, the things that, just everything about, we're absorbing everything that you're saying. This is amazing.
I appreciate you, man.
And the person that you are is way more than what I ever could have imagined.
If possible, let's do part two. But, you know, I know there are still many things you guys want to hear.
Yes, it is.
There were things we touched on pre-show that
We didn't even get to so much more.
You got to come back.
Yeah, I love NBA too. Like I say, I have not, you know, been following too much, but I still like in that, you know, in the industry. I know like what's going on, and a lot of players are, you know, just crazy here in Taiwan.
Just start rooting for the Spurs, and that's all you got to do.
No, just, you never want to root for scrubs.
Black and silver. Just buy a jersey. Tim Duncan. I know you know that name. Just,
he doesn't know Tim Duncan.
He taught me how to bang shots. So,
yeah. Oh, the big fundamental. The big fundamental.
Yeah, he's the guy who teaches me never be fancy. You know, you can be fundamental enough, and then you can still.
That's why.
No, this is going to be the total. This is going to be the test right here. This is the test right here. Jackie, tell me how you feel about Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant, man, you know. He's definitely, you know, I was still young when he's, you know, in the league. And then when I grew older and older, he's retired and he's doing all his, you know, like movies.
How old are you? Coaching. How old are you?
I'm 27 now.
Oh. Wow.
So he was still playing, like, you know, when I was like in college, probably he was still playing his final like season or something like that. But for us, you know, like we're up here in Taiwan, we do that Kobe thing too. When we throw trash.
Anything you do, Kobe.
Kobe, yes, Kobe. Exactly. So he's the goal, right?
He's the best. Generation. Is he the best?
The best.
Yes, go!
And, you know, like, but when LeBron showed up.
Hold on. Stop.
He will cut you off every time you say that name.
Stop, Jackie, because Hold on. No, stop.
No, but you know, for me though, it's still Kobe. But you know, the generation after me, you know, the perspective changes. Like everyone is 3-point. Everyone is, you know, like Steph Curry.
You don't have to talk anymore. You said Kobe. That's all we need to hear.
I'm just saying there's your a 1A and a 1B.
Your story is amazing, and we've only touched a little bit of it.
Yep.
I cannot wait, and I'm grateful that you spent this time with us. I'm grateful that the producer stayed up this late with us. We have to schedule another one. Jackie, 100%. We got to schedule another one, okay? I'm serious.
Anytime you need me.
Yeah, no, you let me know when you're available.
Yeah, I haven't talked about the Mets. You know, the Mets. You know, there is a Taiwanese dude working for the Mets, and he's in the Taiwan Day. So, you know, I gotta talk about him too. And there was a player named Lin, I believe. He's Taiwanese. He played for the Mets as a shortstop or something like that. Yeah, but he's not with the Mets anymore. You might have seen him before.
I'm trying to think of who he's talking
about. We got to get all this information. We got to get some Jeremy Lin. We got to get everything. Everything.
Yeah,
dude,
for sure.
Dude, we got so much to get out of you.
Yeah. It's crazy. You know, like with Dawai, with Jeremy. I don't have, like, you know, how much time I still have. But just with them coming here in Taiwan, like, they talk about Carmelo.
Carmelo.
He's trying to. Yeah, because no one, you know, he's leaking. So he's trying to have a place to play. So, you know,
nobody took him in the league.
Yeah, we actually have a team reach out to him and say, hey, come play in Taiwan. Come play with us. And, yeah, and also Isaiah Thomas, too.
Isaiah Thomas, the Celtics, yeah.
Yeah, all these big league, you know, all these players, they haven't found a place to play yet. But eventually, you know, they might come to Taiwan. You don't know.
They might. Why not?
Why not, right? Yeah. So,
why not?
You know, I'm excited. You know, just things constantly change. You know, you never know what's coming. And unfortunately, with the war in Russia, you know, a lot of players, they don't have a place to play. But that's like another thing for Asia, though. Like, you know, the players start to come to Asia to play. Overseas, all that kind of stuff. So a lot of factors, you know, to take account. A lot of things going on though. But yeah, we'll see. Yeah,
Jackie. Before we go, I need you to do one thing for me.
All right, I got you.
I need you to say, I don't know how I want to phrase it. I want you.
I don't know what's about to
come
out of
my mouth. I want you to say something about being in Taipei, Taiwan, and Realism Sports Talk gives you the big time storylines. I need you to do something like that for me.
All right, I got you.
All right, let me see it.
Is there anything that you try to do, like? Ask me.
No, I want you to be like, I want you to be like, I'm Jackie, yay, and I'm in Taiwan right now, and I love Realism Sports Talk because of the big time storylines. That's going to be part of my commercial, man. You're going to be on the commercial. No, he don't have to do it.
Okay.
He can do it. He can speak English, man.
I know. I thought maybe you were asking him to do it in his native language.
No, I want people to be able to understand.
Because that would be cool, too.
We can't understand that. Now, if he wants to do it twice, cool.
there might be some Chinese, you know, viewers tuning in. So.
Absolutely.
Hey, well, do it twice then, baby. I wasn't trying to be greedy. I was just trying to at least get one. But if you're going to give me two, I'll take it, baby.
Yeah. All right. Can I just do it now?
Let's go. Right,
go for it.
All right, this is Jackie Ye, currently Taipei, Taiwan, with Jerry and Taro. I'm so excited with the Realism, and this is the big story headline. I'm so happy, so excited to be here. Hit you with the shimmy.
Yeah, let's go! Let's go, Jackie! My man, Jackie, yo. I'll tell you what, Realism Sports Talk, episode 165, live from Taipei to the USA. We talking sports every day, and we're going to get you on another day. Right, Jackie?
All right, please. Please do.
Pleasure's all ours, baby.
Thank you, Jackie.
So many stories.
The pleasure's all ours, and we want to hear all of them.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Right. Definitely pleasure, right, man. We got to schedule another one. Continue doing what you're doing, baby. You are the epitome of a man that keeps a hungry man.
Cockroach spirit.
I love it. I love it. A hungry man. I love that. He will not settle for nothing else. I love it, baby.
Cockroach spirit, baby.
I love it.
I got you, man. Thank you, guys.
All right, Jackie. Thank you, man. Have a good rest of your day. We talk about we going to bed. Enjoy your rest of your day.
All right. Good night, fellas.
Thanks, Jackie.
Shout out to Jackie.
Shout out to Realism.
That's right, baby. Big time story live.
Thanks, Jackie.
All right.
All right.
Good night, y'all.
All right. Peace out.